Hey Fadies, thanks for listening to The Fate of Iceland. I'm DM Brad, and this is episode 5 of our Arcus backstory arc, in which we dive into the world of Skyland to see what Arcus the Cloud Demon was up to before they got whisked away into Iceland. This backstory features Jules Daniel in their usual role as Arcus, and amazing special guests Troy Malcolm from Season Quest as Zeph, and George Fenn as Fergust Squalor. If you've listened to the other Arcus episodes, you'll already know that we're not playing D&D in this campaign, we are playing D12 Go. If you want to learn more about that game system or give it a whirl, get in touch and we'll send you some playtest rules. Okay, here's a quick recap. Last time, Arcus, Zeph and Fergust broke into the Central South Bazaar hunting for breach monsters to fight. They enjoyed a bit of casual looting before spying some strange creatures up ahead. A trio of flying white discs shot at the friends with different types of energy blasts. The discs eventually fell, but not before dealing Arcus a serious blow. Arcus was rushed to shelter where Zeph aided their healing with a song of one of his dead uncles. You are in this bakery in the back of a shop. What do you do?
I hope I didn't take any damage last time because I don't have that noted down. If I did, listeners, punish Brad.
I think we need to send a message. You know, we came here searching for glory in the breach, and our families were not told by us because we doubted them. But we need to send a message to them that we are strong and capable, and with the help of our lovely ox friend, who is frankly the only one of us with a stable family relationship, it seems.
Stable?
Am I the ox friend?
Family relationship. We need to send a message that we are strong enough to fight for ourselves.
Do you have any paper or something we can send that message on?
I don't even have pants right now. What I do have, though, is my signet ring with my family symbol on it.
Ooh, what symbol is that?
It's a circular, it is a cloud that is spun into a circle, into a spiral from the inside out. It's definitely a cloud, though, and it's a spiral that goes counterclockwise, which symbolizes the market agitation of the that my family did when, you know, obviously they brought their way into the nobility, you know, because they were very financial big moguls. And the downward spiral represents the downward spiral of money and how it keeps spiraling downward. Yeah, that's it there. Yeah, you know, the benefits of the ring is, you know, that it, you know, it'll get me into a lot of places, you know, restricted from my family. We could try to hijack.
Can we check for secret passageways in this bakery that is a front in the back?
Well, obviously, we designed the sewer system. You know, as my family is printing clouds, you know, adding to the cloud mass and infinite construction material. Obviously, they've designed the sewers. So, obviously, I mean, that's where I was heading when I disappeared into the drain pipe.
Of course.
Yeah, I was,
it all, you know, comes back.
You know, there's always a way out. If there's a way out for cloud water,
there's always a way to evaporate from any situation.
So our plan is to use your ring to go down to the sewers?
Well, they're going to be looking for us, and if they stop us before we prove ourselves, then we will have proved ourselves wanting.
Brad?
I'm not here to make decisions. I'm just here to provide the world for you to make them in.
Okay.
I mean, Arcus, you're feeling better now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's my job done. Thanks.
No, actually, cheer me up a little bit. I could be more cheered up. Dance for me. Do something.
I just sung to you about my dead uncle.
Yeah, but that was like, I know that, like, that it happened not that long ago, but it feels like so long for me. So if you could just do something to just, like, keep my spirits up.
Brad, can I use my dual-wielding skill to dance with my blunt and blade, my two axes?
Yeah, sure. Is this agility or is this bond to dance for your friend?
I almost said precision, but I'm worse in that than either of the other skills you mentioned. Let's go bond. I rolled an 8, and that is plus 2. Oh, and my dual wielding is 4. So that's 14.
Wow. Okay. Let me just bring up the rules that I should have already loaded before we started. Okay, so 14, that is a success. So you successfully entertain your friend with a dance.
Great. I'm so thoroughly entertained right now. I like clap along as you dance. I'm like
I imagine Fergus is just getting frustrated. It's like, why
Fergus
are you
is like, is like sort of hearing music now for the first time. This music. This has to be heard. We have to let loose our chants and sing our songs and sing of the glory of the breach. What better way to honor the breach than by ringing forth a sounding message?
Yeah, sing us another one of your songs, Zeph. Sing us a song of your dead family members.
I hadn't planned to.
Arcus, you can't force the true majesty of the song.
Okay, we'll bottle
it up inside some sort of magical recording pipe device and let it ring from the tallest tower.
Wasn't there a music box in the gym?
Yeah. It was a beatbox that played the beep test.
Yeah, trying to remember the songs, I struggled to remember how any of my family died, so I just think of the last thing I heard and just start making beep.
Fuck, this is a bop.
So EDM was born.
I'd love this if it was just like a little bit faster, you know, like beep beep.
Yes, it's very easy to dance to.
Dance music.
Okay, so you're all having an impromptu rave in the bakery in the back of the shop that's actually a front for some less wholesome activities.
As you do.
And you hear, coming from the bazaar, so like the main streetway of the bazaar, you hear the sound of someone screaming. Yeah. And it sounds like it comes from sort of far away to like really close, as if this person is moving. And then it starts to get far away again, as if they are moving further away from you. And they're screaming like, help, help, somebody help me, please help. And then it gets quieter as it gets further away from you.
Let's go help. I'm going to go run towards the sound.
Of course you are.
To prove my worth and change my destiny.
I chase to protect Arcus from anything and everything.
Okay, so you will barrel out of this bakery / shop / front into the bazaar, into the middle of the bazaar, and you can see getting dragged southward is a cumulus who's been held by the ankle of or by some kind of weird bulbous orange humanoid creature, and it's sort of dragging this cumulus away from you.
So it's like arms and legs. So it has arms and legs, right? Human creature.
Yeah, it's vaguely like human shaped.
Like, what are its limb to torso proportions?
It's hard to say from behind, from a distance, but it's got like a large rounded belly and sort of like one arm is really like thick and fat and the other's sort of a bit thin and wobbly, and all its proportions are really grotesque.
Cool.
And it has so this is a Donald Trump analogy, is what I'm getting.
Yes, it has a coif of yellow hair.
Cool.
But it's dragging this screaming person further and further away, and to the point where like you watch them disappear from sight, like to the south.
Still chasing after.
Oh yeah, we're running.
I'm trying to show them protagonist this.
I don't recognize that creature. It's probably a breacher, like breach creature. So we're gonna have to chase.
If it's ahead of us, can I try to shadow walk into a shadow up ahead?
Okay.
To, like, catch up to it?
Yeah, so we're gonna... I mean, you'll be using dark magic for that. I suppose agility, if you're trying to, like, snap yourself to some nearby shadows.
Yeah,
to...
I think so. Yeah. My agility is 1, and my dark magic is 5. I got 8 total.
Ooh. Okay, that's a questionable success. You do sort of wave your dad's wand around, and your body just turns to shadow and slips very quickly to the side and attaches itself to the shadow on the side of a building.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't really go anywhere. You just sort of are now part of a shadow.
Cool, great. So I've entered into the shadow world.
Yep.
Cool, great.
Your friends saw where you went, but they probably can't keep track of you if you remain a shadow for long.
Can I if I'm in the shadow world, can I like appear to them?
Yeah, I'd say you can make silhouettes on a wall.
Well, I guess Fergus is gone. Come on, Arcus.
No one has any senses, of course. No one can see me.
If you two are just gonna like barrel down sprinting, that's just gonna be straight up brawn, I think.
Okay. Can I use my weather magic to like put some wind in my sails?
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, sure. Use your skills.
I got a 6.
Okay, that's a failure. You start running and you try and summon like a bit of wind behind you, and like you do whatever normal hand motions you do to summon wind, and it just doesn't come.
I just fart a little bit.
You just poot poot poot.
I try to make wind and I just break wind. Ah,
yeah. Boo. Yeah. I got a 5. And that's with my +4 brawn.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, at least it's not a miserable failure. 5 is still just a regular failure. So, yeah, same as Arcus. You both end up pretty much jogging. So this thing gets quite a bit of distance away from you as it keeps dragging this cumulus who's still screaming, like, please, somebody help me. Please, please, it's got me, it's got me. And it fades into the distance.
Arcus, we can't save them all. I've got to save you. We should probably look for Fergus. We'll let that one go.
I'm in the shadow world. I call out from a wind. Like a close. What time of day is this?
About noon.
About noon. I crawl out from like underneath a veranda. Don't worry, I'm still here with you guys.
Okay, no one has to roll for that. You know where Fergus is.
Great, that's good. I feel bad. That's what I'm gonna do now. I sit there and feel bad because we lost someone.
It's still a straight line. North, yeah. Like the bazaar runs north to south, and this thing was heading south.
Nah, I think we just give up now.
Okay,
that's the point.
Wait.
You got other places you can go?
Exactly.
I call out for the shadow, I'm like, if we turn back now, then our families would have every right to have shame in us.
Not if we don't tell them. Not if you don't tell them, Fergus.
He's got you there.
Troy, can I just confirm, one of your specialties, is it protecting Arcus or is it protecting others?
It does say protecting others.
Yeah, too bad for that cumulus, eh?
Yeah. Look, Arcus was not going to be going fast enough. If I ran faster than Arcus, I wouldn't be able to protect Arcus if I went and protected that other person.
I mean, I guess we could try and see if we can still find them walking forward.
Okay, Arcus, that's a great idea. I believe in you. Let's do it.
Can I, like, I want to, like, shadow run under verandas. I'm imagining these sort of have like, it's like the storefront goes out into sort of like a veranda, and then yeah, I'm sort of slipping underneath them.
I'd say if you did a bit of parkour, you could sort of find like an endless run of shadow.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll make an agility roll.
So I imagine that you're the shadow who's going from like the dark space beneath a canopy to the dark space beneath a veranda to the dark space behind a like a door frame and shit like that. You're just going like dark, 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 dark.
Yeah. So I want to run up and sort of catch up because they're out of view now, right?
Yeah.
Far from the distance, yeah. So I can get within line of sight.
Yep.
Oh, I got an 18.
Okay, yeah, huge success. Yeah, you nice. You catch right up to them. You just zip, 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 zip from shadow to shadow.
And then like, I call back and I'm like, quickly. I'm like, catch up.
So, Fergus, you see the creature exit the south gate of the bazaar, which has been sort of like barged off its hinges, like it's completely destroyed. So you guys entered through the north gate, and you sort of had to unlock and open it. This south gate is just completely destroyed. Something big has like busted it. And you see the orange lumpy man drag the cumulus out into the courtyard of what you know is a well-known landscaping store called Four Seasons Total Landscaping, which is in between a dildo store and an evaporatorium, which is where people, when they die, they can
get evaporated.
They can put in their wills that they get evaporated rather than being dumped into the Great Puddle.
That's fair.
And yeah, you also see that at the far end of the courtyard of this landscaping place is a which your family owns, I imagine. There is like a big purple sort of oval just in the air. It's a portal. Mm-hmm. You see like a hole in nothing.
Oh, a purple hole.
Yeah, the orange lumpy man is clearly dragging the cumulus towards it.
Did we already establish that I can lift up Arcus?
We didn't, but I'm sure you can.
I think I'm a tanky lad who can lift up Arcus and run with him. So I'd like to use my protection of others to really fuel the fire in my fast.
Okay, let's the bodyguard this. Let's Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston this. Is that the right people? I have no idea.
Yeah, she sings the song, right? Yeah.
I don't know.
Pop culture reference.
I didn't roll better, but... I rolled a 2, but it's plus 9, so 11.
Okay, that is a success. So that was using your protection of others and your brawn, right?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, okay, that scrapes in as a success. So, yeah, you pick up Arcus. So Arcus suddenly gets, whoa! If they consent to it, which I'm sure they used.
I should have checked first.
Yeah. And you just charge down this bazaar towards the shadowy edge of the doorway where Fergus awaits.
Can I detect if the portal is using... You know, I guess we're just saying shadow magic, but it's more like, you know, dark cloud magic. It's probably more accurate. Can I tell if the portal is using dark cloud magic or perhaps a magic of another kind? And if so, then which one?
To be fair, we are cloud demons.
You're cloud people, but in other realms they might refer to you as demons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Fergus, that senses, which always goes really well for you guys.
It's okay, I rolled a 10, so it goes to 9, and I'm using my dark magic to know what's going on, so it's actually 14.
Success. You get a good reading on the energy that's coming from this portal. It's definitely otherworldly. It's got no connection whatsoever to anything you've ever felt before.
Mm-hmm. And is this what would be classically known as breach energy?
This is 100% a breach.
Cool, great. And this is like expected.
I mean, you wouldn't have seen this before, but yeah, you might have heard stories about other breach hunters in the past having seen portals.
Cool.
Does it smell?
Senses, I guess.
That's a 7.
Failure. You can't smell anything. In the heat of the moment, yeah. You're just watching the sort of the sand from the hourglass disappear as the lumpy orange man drags the cumulus closer to the portal.
Zeph, can you chuck me? You're already holding me. Could I use my weather magic and my bond to have Zeph chuck me towards the orange thing and attack it?
Well, Zeph is doing the chucking, so you can aid Zeph in his role.
Okay, I'll use my weather magic to aid.
Okay.
His.
Yep. So you just get a. Troy gets a plus 2.
Sweet. We're bond.
Can I also throw an axe so that I'm dual wielding?
Nah. Just throwing your friend.
Just throwing a friend. That's a 9 plus 4, which is 13, plus the 2 from my helper, 15.
Nice, huge success. So yeah, you get, you, words are fun, you toss your friend.
And my aim is to grab this, the other cumulus off the orange, the ugly orange thing.
Okay, so yeah, Troy, you toss your friend the and you close the distance.
Toss them to get off the orange thing. That's exactly what we're trying to do.
And I'll say your positive repercussion is just that Arcus goes the whole distance. And you manage to... I suppose you'd land on the other, on the cumulus who's being dragged. So now I guess you're holding on to them and now you're both being dragged? And you're face to face and it is a young woman. That you don't know. It's just a person in, from the kingdom.
Right. And I'm like, do I have consent to save you?
She's like, what have I been screaming for? Yes, yes, please. My name is Wisp. Please. Stop this thing. It told me all these lies. It convinced me to leave my house. And now it's, I don't know where it's taking me.
I'd like to, at a point, just try and use my weather magic to freeze the ugly orange thing.
Okay. Make a brains roll, maybe?
Okay. 8.
Okay, it's going to roll against that. Its defense is blob. That's a 14. It is 6 more than you. So you're not going to like this. You try to do your weather magic to freeze it. And all that happens is it reflexively dodges your magic, drops you and this wisp woman on the ground.
Nice.
And it, and in one smooth motion, its right arm turns into like this big fat orange club, just this dull blunt object, and it just wallops you in the head for 1 damage.
Ow.
Oh no,
it's okay. I've got like a little more health now because we leveled up. So I actually have 3 as my limit.
Yeah, and you're all right out, like, you are right next to this portal. Like, it's making, like, a wah 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 sound in your ears, Arcus.
Yeah.
Ooh.
How far away are Fergus and I from this trio?
60 feet? Like, attainable distance to do something.
Can I detect if the creature is giving off the same material energy as, like, the portal is?
Yeah, with that roll that you had before, yeah, you would have been able to tell.
Mm-hmm. And so is it sort of the portal like made of the same creature? Like, is the creature made of the same... Is the creature made of dark cloud energy?
No, but you can tell that the creature came from that portal and is returning to it. So, like, whether or not they are the same thing, the creature is from the portal.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, I'm going to... lunge myself out of a it's in like a courtyard, right?
Yeah.
How tall are the buildings? How far up does it go?
They range from 1 story to 3 stories.
Yeah, cool. Can I like jump out of a 3 story window and they're using my wind magic to land?
Are you still in your stuck to the wall shadow form?
Yeah. And I want to like leave, I want to like travel to a higher story window with momentum to fly out the window and land and engage with the creature, or be between the creature and the portal.
Okay, I'll let you use your dark magic and some agility to clamber up the shadows on the side of a building and then do a giant flying epic leap.
I got a 17.
Huge success. You do exactly what you set out to do, and you land in a prime position to attack right next to this thing. Troy, what do you do?
I just want to run up there with my apple socketh in hand to clobber this beast.
Okay, I'm not even going to make you roll to close that distance. You just see your friend in danger. They just got hit in the head with this big, grotesque orange club hand. Yeah, you just charge in and make a brawn attack with your apple socketh.
I rolled a 2 again, but a brawn attack? Oh, I'm not even dual wielding. Is this protection of others, though?
Yes. Because it's an immediate reaction to Arcus getting hurt.
9 plus 2 is 11, and my apple socket gives me plus 1, so 12.
Wow. So even when you roll shit, you get massive scores. I guess I need to look at not making level up so beefy.
He's pretty OP when it comes to brawn and friendship, but that's the only place where he's put that in.
Okay, so what was your total score?
12.
12, okay, so he only got a 7 with his blob defense. So 5 more. You managed to smack it with this apple in a sock, and it sort of hits the horrible orange flesh of this thing, and it sort of absorbs into the side of it briefly, and then your sock sort of frees itself, but it leaves an indent and a bruise, so you definitely harmed it.
Yay, my sock is now a free sock.
Oh my god.
And I can only use it twice more.
Okay, and now it's probably going to, just turn and try and smack you with its club hand, Troy.
I'm ready.
That is a 14.
I'm going to try and take it. I'm going to stand my ground, which I assume is brawn. So that's 4 plus I rolled a 6, 10.
Okay. Stalemate. It just tries to hit you with its club and ineffectively scrapes off you. So Arcus is still lying on this wisp person after taking a blow to the head.
In which case, I'll get off them. Probably. Mm-hmm. I'll try and do some weather magic again one more time.
One thing I will mention now that we haven't explored so far is that there is a thing called game changers, which is status effects. And in combat, and I mean just in game in general, you can choose, instead of trying to harm something, you can choose to affect it in some other way. So like inflicting it with blindness or poison or confusion or something like that, as long as you can justify it. There's a different table to roll against for inflicting game changes, inflicting statuses rather than inflicting damage. So if you ever found that you wanted to grapple something or confuse it or freeze it or something like that, you'd be rolling to inflict that rather than to inflict damage.
Okay, can I try and blind it with like a snow flurry in its eyes?
Yeah, sure.
A flurry of snows.
Snow flurries. Oh, nice, finally. Okay, so that would be magic. What stat thing?
If you're trying to aim for its face, guess precision.
Okay, 6.
I'm trying to shoot snowflakes in its face. That's shoot snowflakes at the Trump monster.
You special snowflake. Here, drink your own tears. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Yeah, 13.
Okay, it only got a 9 to not be affected, so that is a difference of 4. The target is affected. So it is now blinded. And so what it can do now is on its turns, it can use its turn to try and overcome the blindness, or it can act despite the blindness just with a penalty.
Nice.
Of minus 3, which is the value for all game changes.
Go, Fergus, my new friend.
I'm going to stand behind it with my the broken sword out. And just before I got to ready myself and summon forth the time shadow of the sword, I turn around and look at the portal. And I try to look through the portal and see what's on the other side.
Okay, that's senses.
Cool. With dark magic, and I'm going to use my magic wand as well.
Okay. So you're trying to just improve your sight?
I'm trying to can I physically see where the portal leads?
You could just look into it, but if you're trying to really ascertain some information from it, I'll get you to roll senses to see how much of it you get.
Is this a familiar pattern of a portal, or is this an experimental, dangerous type of portal that I wouldn't have seen before?
Yeah, you definitely haven't seen this before. It's just a whirling purple circle in nothingness in the air.
Yeah, cool. I kind of want to whirl through and see if there's something on the other side. Like, I want to...
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I won't even get you to roll. You pop your head in,
mm-hmm.
and you can see, like, a whole different world. It is a, like, a purplish-brown sky with flashes of lightning occasionally, like a just this total ravaged wasteland of a place. There are like fires and bits of rubble, like destroyed buildings and things scattered on the horizon, and you also see in the flashes of lightning you see silhouettes of various types of creatures in the distance, like just roaming the landscape. Like, some are massive, some are just kind of weird shapes and long limbs, and just definitely breach creatures of all shapes and sizes, and just everything your twisted mind could imagine.
Cool, great. And immediately, like, in front? So is this just, like, a portal to, like, a random spot amidst the carnage there? Or is this, like, from a portal, like, place?
This is, like, looking through the window.
And, right.
Like, you could step through and you would appear at the spot that you're looking at.
Right. But it looks like a convincing rendition of hell.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, cool, great. Nice.
Sick, cool. Man. This portal looks great.
I pull my head back out and say, contain the creature. There is much we can learn.
We will when you help us to contain him.
Yes, thank you. Sorry. Can I... are you wearing robes, Arcus?
I am.
Normally I would like conjure shadows out of my own shadow, but because I'm not wearing any clothes, I don't have a shadow. So could I, like... I'm thinking about, like, conjuring the shadow out of your arm sleeves.
The creature has its own shadow.
Yeah.
The creature has its own shadow in front of the portal in, like, noon in the courtyard. Surely this is, like, barren, shadowless land.
Well, it has, like, a pool of shadow at its feet.
Oh, yeah, right, cool. I'm gonna try to slip its feet into the shadow realm. Trap it under its own shadow.
To inflict harm or to try and fix it in place?
It'll be a game changer, I think. Yeah. Well, I want to try to, like, swallow it up into, like, the ground underneath it. Like, yeah.
Okay. I like it. So that sounds to me like it might be brains and your dark magic.
Yeah, cool.
And its blobby form is just going to try and not have that happen.
Yeah, great. Excellent.
I would have thought it would have wanted 13. To say.
13, it only got a 6, so you do definitely inflict that game changer. What's the difference between 13 and 6? 7. So, you affect it and deal 1 damage to it in the process.
Nice.
So, cool. Yeah, the shadow under its feet just sort of becomes a hole, and it just drops, and it gets wedged in the ground, and its disgusting orange flabby grossness gets, like, shredded up a little bit by the ground, and it takes 1 damage.
Nice.
And now it starts, like, flailing around in place. It's blinded, it's stuck in the ground, but it's still got this huge waving club hand.
Mm-hmm.
And the nearest person, which is probably still Zeph, who just took a hit, is going to get another hit, but at a severe disadvantage. It can't move, it can only swing its arms, and it's blinded. There is a total of 5.
Okay, well, I rolled a 1, which is always worrying, but my brawn is +4, which means it's a 5.
Okay, so that is a stalemate. It swings around, and it just misses you.
You know what? I'm going to retaliate. I'm going to hit it back with the apple socketh once just again.
Bop it on the head.
Oh, yeah. That's a 7 + 1, 8. My brawn, 12. It's 12, or I can add 5 more if I'm still protecting others. So 12 or 17.
I'd say the protecting others is worn off. This is more of a fight now.
Protecting myself isn't as important.
Okay, it got 12 as well, because it doesn't need to... The blindness doesn't affect it, because it's just taking it with its blobby form. Nor does the inability to move, so that's another stalemate. So you swing your apple, and it just sort of grazes off the side of this horrible thing.
I'd like to think this isn't like it's happening once or twice. It's just like a constant thing of this blob and I are just like hitting each other repeatedly, not making any difference.
Yeah, it's just an exchange, just a pointless exchange.
All of my exchanges are.
Yeah, and what it's going to do now is it's going to twist and turn in place as much as it can, and it's going to face Arcus, and it's going to lie to you. It's going to tell you that it is your ally and that you actually are supposed to be fighting the others.
Oh.
So make a brains roll to not be fooled.
Ah. 10.
Okay. It only got a 7, so...
Yeah, big brain boy.
Yeah, so that's just a minor failure to inflict a game changer on you. It just doesn't. It just says, like, in a bad Trump voice, which I won't do. It just says, I'm not your enemy. These people are your enemies. I'm your friend. You should be helping me.
I feel like that's fake news, actually.
That's alternative facts.
These are alternative facts. What I would like to do is, I want to use my weather magic again. I just kind of want to make an accumulation of clouds above him, and I want to bring it down on his head. But it's like, it's kind of shaped like a little house. So it's just like this white house that I like bring down on top of him.
Bring a white house down on top of him. What's your intended effect?
I'd like to crush him somewhat.
Okay, so you want to harm. You want to cause harm.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Yep, so use your weather magic to bring a white cloudy house down on his head and bop him.
Okay, I just rolled a nat 12, so I'm very happy about that. And then it's plus 5, so 17. And then what stat would I do?
I guess that's probably just brains to use your magic to summon.
So 18.
Do I need to dodge this? Because I am right next to this creature.
I guess that's up to JD and how big this cloud is.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big house.
In that case, so if you just make an agility roll to get out of the way, Zeph.
Cool. And I don't have a stat that works with that. I don't have a specialty that works with that, so... My agility is 0, and I rolled a 1.
Okay.
I'm so glad I suggested this.
So, don't worry, it rolled a 1 as well, but it at least gets a plus 4 for Blobby. But either way, with that monstrous roll from JD, it's still enough that it's going to deal 4 damage to both of you. So this cloudy white house just appears above Zeph and the orange creature, and it just... thumps down like a hammer, and you both get 4 damage.
It's a heavy cloud.
Yeah, how many stories was that house?
And that's actually enough to kill the creature as well.
Nice.
Yes. Hooray.
The woman says, oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I don't know why it was taking me. It told me all these lies. It told me to come out of my house and that it was safe and it was sent by the palace. But then I saw its face and I knew it wasn't true. What is this thing? And it gestures to the portal.
I bet it leads to a condensation camp.
And that's the...
And that's the end of the presidency.
Well, that was some pretty sweet magic use. Fergus whipping out shadow magic left, right, and center, and Arcus bopping old Orange McGee on the noggin with a cloudy white house. Nice. You know what else is nice? Our awesome Patreon supporters. Alex White Robinson, Person Who Wants to Stay Anonymous, Robert Baldino from Not Quite Heroes Podcast, Irene Cuchillo, Christine Goodwin, and James Blysett from Wheel of Woe Podcast, Ijo Hodgkins, Laura Douglas, Mel Ziegler, Roger Ruff Marta, Sam Malcolm from Table Tales, Cardin Floss, Oren Fate, Kai Dealer, Rihanna Cavalsa, Kevin Swift from The Dice Copy, Edwards, Victoria, Gavin Porter, Daniel Nickers from The Happy Go Lucky Podcast, damn it, KP, Squished, Alexandra Litkites, Andrew Evans, and Emily Holman from the Grow Out of It Podcast. Thank you all so much for the support. If you also want to support the show, you can find out how at patreon.com/fateofison, or just by dropping a sweet review for us somewhere like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Podchaser, you name it. It's a great way to get the word out there and get some new listeners on board. Alrighty, thanks everyone for listening. We'll see you next time.
My My name's Ryan, and I am a horror junkie. I love to be scared. I also like to talk about scary things. If you want to listen to me talk about scary things, then subscribe to my new podcast, Shivers, S-H-I-V-V-E-R-S, part of the Necropodicon Network. You can find Shivers on iTunes, necropodicon.com, or wherever you get podcasts.
Necropodicon. Hard to pronounce? Easy to listen.